It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my mouth.
It's like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes! Timothy James Henson back here with you one last time this week. Let's close things out. Oh, no. Not what I meant by close it out. That's shit it out. Shit it out, you whore. You shit it out.
Shit it out, whore. Shit it out. Shit it out.
Shit it out. Yes, I do have a great program for you. I feel we should kick things off respectfully, even patriotically. So here's a tard singing the national anthem.
Can you see?
Yes.
By the dawn's early.
It was Disability Awareness Day at Fenway Park recently.
We hail.
Now, okay, first of all, he's losing it there. Second of all, we'll get back to that in a second, but aren't there any tards out there that can sing right? There's got to be a few mongloids out there who can actually carry a tune. Now, here's the thing. I think who's ever in charge specifically asked for a window licker who couldn't sing. After all, it's Gimtard Awareness Day. You don't want someone coming out with a beautiful voice. You'd look and say, well, there's nothing wrong with her. You want someone who actually sounds retarded for your disability day at the baseball field.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
This kid managed to stretch out the national anthem to like 7 minutes.
And
bright stars.
And bright stars.
So great. Just to read, he's, I don't know. The retard saw a bird or something. This is where I start to get angry at the audience. First of all, let the retard finish singing. It's funny. Now I'm wondering if he has like a stuttering issue. Like if he wasn't just laughing, if he's got a real problem. Oh no, 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 no. No, no. Audience, do not help him sing this song. No! Oh. If I was there, I would have been thrown into a rage. Oh, enough of this feel-good bullshit. That stuff is my kryptonite. Gotta say thanks to DB listener, Enoch or something like that for sending that clip in. Moving on, I've got a clip here of a guy being jerked off and fingered. Some bitch is milking his prostate. He comes hard. I love that clip because it sounds like it's been slowed down. It's an extremely long, low cum. I wonder what would happen if we actually slowed it down. Let's see what happens here. Sounds the same, doesn't it? Frankenstein coming. Or Tarzan coming or something. All right. So stupid. He's not done yet, though. Yeah. Sorry, I don't have the name of the person who sent that clip in, but the submitter says it sounds like he's actually mooing after being milked. I've got one more porn clip here, and then we'll move on. This is a quote-unquote straight white thug who has a slave, and the slave sucks his toes and licks his ass and everything. Take a listen.
Yes, sir.
Hurry up, bitch.
Little ghetto white kid.
How it tastes.
All right, he's asking his slave how his ass tastes.
How it tastes.
Oh, it's dirty, sir.
Oh, no.
I know, I just took a shit. You feel that shit?
Yes, sir.
I love that he's, like, smacking his lips.
You smell that shit?
Yes, sir.
Smell it. He tastes it.
It smells like shit. I can smell it and taste it. It's in my nose, in my mouth, and my tongue. Man, it's sour shit.
Oh, sour shit. That is gross.
And clean your ass.
Right?
Clean that asshole, bitch.
Ew. I think he got a little bit of, actual shit in his mouth. Please. Smacking those lips. Alright, and he continues to lick and suck and all that other crap.
City. I'll take shit.
Later on in the video, he starts sucking his straight master's feet, right? Like the whole foot. Not just a toe or two. He takes the whole goddamn, you know, five toes in his mouth. See what I mean? He tries to taste. Okay. Doesn't take long, though, for tragedy to strike.
I guess my throat is bleeding.
His throat is bleeding.
Yeah. Lisa scratched my throat with your toenail.
Walk my foot up.
Probably somewhere, you know.
Walk my foot up.
Which show? You think it was that one?
Well.
Let me see.
Yeah.
I can feel.
Who the fuck cares what toe it was that scratched?
Yeah.
I can feel it right back there.
It is that one.
Right there.
Because that's
no blood. Right in the back. I can feel it. Sorry about that. Don't mean to get no blood on you.
Bad slave.
I'm not choking on my back.
Okay, all right, enough. Got one more clip for you, and then we will get into the news. I love this last one. I love it when listeners risk their jobs for me. I got an email from a police officer who has a listener to the program. He's got some audio of some very vocal homeless prostitutes. Yes, Sideshow member DVPD says I'm a police officer. I don't want to say where, so I edit out all identifying information. I turned on the recorder for my iPhone on the way to the jail after they were arrested for disorderly intoxication. Some guy kicked them both out of the truck on the road. So apparently they were servicing some trucker, I guess. And they were drinking and demanding rides from people and claiming to be doctors. All right. When you hear these bitches talk, there's no way you would ever confuse them with someone in the medical profession. Here we go. These are just two homeless whores in the back seat being transported to jail.
Why are we being arrested?
Oh, what's the matter? I already read it, Sergeant Dick.
Sergeant Dick.
Who is our accuser?
Oh, Man Flash, 26-year-old.
Hey, you have the right to remain silent. Take it.
690.
Come up the window, man. We've been sitting here without a goddamn fucking air.
3-8.
Sir, if you will please open up the
window. Why are you cussing him?
I'm asking nicely.
You're telling me. No, you're not.
Well, you ask him that. Would you?
All right, she just called him Sergeant Dick or something like that, and now she's asking the other woman, why are you being so mean to him?
No, you're not.
Well, you ask him that.
Would you please open up a little bit of the window, like a half an inch?
I'm sorry, we're not allowed to do that.
Okay. Bob, could you turn on the air?
Yeah, I can turn the air on for you.
Hey, sure. Could you play 95.7, the radio?
Right, now you're pushing it. She wants the radio on now.
Hey, could you play 95.7? The radio is so good tonight, it's ridiculous.
I'm mad at him because he didn't really do anything.
I can't. I have to be able to hear my radio. So
why not?
I got to be able to hear my radio. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what are we being? What am I? Excuse me. What am I, Andrea?
Oh.
Alan being.
It's just disorderly and toxic. It's a
and
misdemeanor.
And what does that
take? Say that we were
it's a misdemeanor.
You know that he just told us out we were being arrested for prostitution?
Nobody said that.
He did.
He did, so.
Oh, I don't know.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
What does it take for us to get out of it?
Probably you won't even have to pay a bond. It's just kind of a,
bullshit.
Misdemeanor.
Bullshit. So we gotta go.
You guys bullshitted us for our fucking beer.
Exactly.
You bullshitted us for our fucking beer.
You guys bullshitted us
for our fucking beer. Oh, these are classy broads.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Now,
exactly.
You guys are wasting your time. You know,
now, this goes on for 20 minutes, so I'm going to fast forward a bit here. And then later on, I'll go through it all and find some more good nuggets.
Do you know that I've had that $20 for 2 weeks so that I could just save that money for nothing? I needed that $20 for admission. Shut up!
Give it fuck!
Shut up!
Doesn't care.
I
needed that $20 for admission. Can I speak?
Does not care.
I needed that $20 for admission to college. I haven't been soliciting. I haven't been prostituting. I haven't been stealing, thieving, burglarizing, nothing. And now, I don't have enough to go to college.
What college costs $20? There's even admission fees are more than that.
And you know what? You guys have got so many people in jail, so many felons that are out here that we outnumber you now.
Yes. Revolt.
You realize that?
The nation of outlaws.
You realize that? You don't even have to answer. I can just sit here and tell you.
This
you
is great.
Your fat face. Okay? You took what? A fucking year of college to take this? Maybe not even that. You took the academy if you're lucky.
She's pissed.
You know? And you guys are just got playing tag with people that are easy to arrest. We weren't doing nothing.
People that are easy to arrest, that means that you're a bad criminal.
Except for walking down the street to get where we needed to go. You guys have made it illegal, no matter which way it goes, forward or backwards. I could stand on the sidewalk, and I can be arrested for obstruction of the sidewalk, basically for
driving
breathing.
A lot of cars.
Shut up!
Driving a lot of cars.
Shut up! Right. Let me educate this bitch.
At least she's honest with her intentions.
Shut up!
Driving a lot of cars.
Shut up! Let me educate this bitch.
All right. Does she educate or agitate? I love the listener because the guy, the police officer who recorded this, because he's just being quiet. He's learned something. The best method is just to let them talk.
You know what I'm saying? No matter what I do, no matter how I go, if my eyes are open, I'm doing something illegal.
All right. We fast forward.
No matter what it is.
A little more here to the 13-minute mark.
The sidewalk. It could be obstruction of the sidewalk. If we're on the sidewalk... We're obstruction of the sidewalk.
She's kind of repeating herself now, going over the same material, but let me just fast forward to the 16-minute mark.
No. You don't have no idea, because you don't know what the left hand does with the right hand. You don't know, and somehow it absolves you from the reasons of what you do.
Jail? Why would you take a
shame
jail?
On you? Find out the whole situation. Don't just go.
Why would you take us to jail? Why would you do that to us? Why would you take me to jail? All I was doing was blowing a trucker.
Find out the whole situation.
Drinking alcohol on the street, screaming at people.
Find out the whole...
If that's against the law, then fuck, I'm guilty. Oh, it is against the law? Well, fuck you.
Find out the whole situation. Don't just go with what you're doing. Don't just go with what you're doing. Figure out the entire
system.
She likes
to talk.
Instead of...
How far away is this police station? This is a 20-minute ride.
This is our bond.
He
doesn't know.
I'll let you know inside.
Oh, he doesn't know.
What did he do so
well? He just drives
I
us.
Don't. That's what the jail does.
No,
we don't
doesn't.
Have
no, the jail
he doesn't
do
know
what
shit.
The arresting officer fucking gangs of bandits. Oh, okay. Come on,
you know
man.
Everything. Why can't you use that computer? That computer knows what everything.
Yeah, yeah, he shut off when I was trying to read it. You know.
You don't want us to know who our
really
eyes are,
get you girls.
But we're still going to jail.
I already.
We have a right to our accuser. The Constitution says we do.
The Constitution.
2 years ago in September 2009.
No. Here's what we're gonna do. Here's what we're gonna do. I see right there on the damn program right there. It says that he threw me and my sister out that damn truck and our stuff.
He didn't do that. And he threw
us
out.
Okay, we're going to end it right there. I can't take it anymore. I want to hear her say shut up one more time, though.
And he threw us out.
That's going to be a DV sound clip.
He threw us out. He threw us out.
All right. Thank you very much, DVPD. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. What are you waiting for? Sign up right now. Give me your money. It pains me to be that direct with you guys, but look, I gotta eat. All right, three very quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from South Carolina. This one's really short. A Union County deputy responded to a complaint about an obscene snowman. Okay. And despite disagreeing with the deputy, the snowman maker eventually agreed to remove the offending body parts. Cock and balls.
Dick and nuts!
Or yes, Alexis K. Toller, that's another way of saying that. Monday morning, a deputy spoke to the 45-year-old man. That's going to be me in a few years. That's something I would do, even at the age of 45. It's Frosty with a big dick. Yes, Monday morning, a deputy spoke to the 45-year-old man who lives on Buffalo West Springs Highway about the dyed pink male genitals on the snowman. I like how he dyed some of the snow to really make the cock pop. According to the police report, the man told the deputy that the snowman was on his private property, so he believed he could display the snowman with the pink genitals left in place. The deputy told the man he could either remove the genitals or be charged if he refused. The man said he disagreed, but he removed the offending parts from the snowman to avoid arrest. What happened to the First Amendment? Does that not cover cock and balls? It's art, man. This guy spent a lot of time, money, energy, and red dye, apparently, making this stupid snowman. The police could at least have a little bit of fucking compassion. That's what the world needs.
What's so fun about peace, love, and understanding? Whoa! What's so fun about peace, love, and understanding?
Yeah, compassion, peace, love, understanding, all that bullshit. This is what happens when I read a short news story and I have time to fill. I start singing. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Minnesota. A Minnesota man who referred to himself as a soul collector. Oh, this can't end well. And a medicine man, and who allegedly tried to cut off his neighbor's toes and scalp, has been charged with attempted murder. Good call on that one. Timothy Eugene Peterson, 42, of Fergus Falls. I'm going to name my child Fergus, if I ever have one. Fergus Henson. Yes, Fergus Falls is where this dude is from. Was also charged with 2 counts of second-degree assault in the bizarre incident. According to the police complaint, Ivan Skip Malayas was working in his... These names are crazy. All right. Skip Malayas was working in his garage early Sunday morning when Peterson approached him with a knife and began chanting that he was the soul collector and a medicine man. Malice told police that at first Peterson went after his toes, then tried to slit his throat, scalp him, and stab him in the chest, while telling Malayas, or Malice, or whatever the fuck his name is, that he needed to collect his soul. He told police that Peterson may have been delusional. You think? That's a very distinct possibility. And had possibly been drinking. Yeah, the one thing that makes crazy people even crazier is a little drinky, you know what I mean? While Fergus Falls police officers responded to a call from Malayas' home, they say they found the victim bleeding with multiple wounds to his right cheek, both hands, and his left foot. Officers reportedly followed a trail of blood that led directly to Peterson's home, incriminating, and found the assailant clad in both blood-stained clothing and a bloody knife. Oh, okay. He had a knife in his hand. Peterson told police that he and Malayas were just wrestling. Worst defense ever. Okay, you don't wrestle with a knife. According to the Daily Journal, Peterson is being held on bond of up to $500,000. So there you are. And finally today, do you guys know the name Liang Zhuxin? Probably not, because I just fucked it up, but, you know, someone with something close to that name trumps even the very worst hangovers to become the world throwing up record holder. Ta-da! The Chinese man, 25, from Xiamen, has stunned doctors with his ability to regurgitate anything from a live fish to a 50-inch chain. What? That talent is completely useless. You can't get a job with that. While the process of dispensing with 10 or more mojitos in the morning may feel unnatural, Liang Zhuxin's ability to throw up jewelry puts even the bitterest Katzenjammer. What the fuck is that? To shame. I don't understand any of the words I'm reading. The champion Chunderer said, I found out I could do it when I was a boy, and I accidentally swallowed a ball, and I found I could bring it back up at will. Now I seem to be able to swallow pretty much anything. Oh, really? Really? Liang has taken to regularly swallowing fish or whatever else will fit down his throat for kicks, and is now talking about going for the Guinness World Record in coin swallowing. The boy has goals, my friend. The record is 10 by a man in Britain, and I can do 11. Really? 10 coins? That doesn't seem like a lot. You know, I would think, like, someone would be able to, you know, swallow 100 and puke those up. Come on, push yourself to the limit. Here is a huge vomit. His drunken pukes. Some projectile vomiting. This is not the Chinese man. This is just a stupid white kid.
Another beer bone, Cammy? No.
Oh. We've moved to dry heaves now, which are the worst.
That looks painful, man.
Asshole. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of cha. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Hello, Timothy Dick Juggling Henson. I was listening to your January 7th episode, and you were talking about how raping old women should not be called rape because it's not the thrill of the hunt. And you said...
A very compassionate person.
I would know, because I would still be a virgin. Did I say too much? And I was like, LOL. Like, at the way you were like, LOL. And I was like, fuck you.
Okay. Well spoken.
Hey, Tim. It is Phil Distressed here, and I have a you-know-you're-a-freak-when moment.
Okay.
You know you're a freak when a congressman gets shot in the head... All these old people die, and whenever they scroll by the name, you say, deserve it, deserve it, deserve it. And then this young kid comes up, who's like a super Christian, and you say, good riddance.
All right, that's how you know you're a freak.
Hey, Tim, XYZ calling in here. You ever walk down the street and you see a hipster? Just like straight
yes.
up, like a few, like...
Straight up,
really,
I know what you're talking about.
Packs of one, it's usually two or three. Anyways, like, hipsters, dude. Like, we gotta start... some kind of anti-hipster, like, campaign.
All right, I'll let you take care of that.
Hey, white man.
You have something in your throat.
This is the brown man speaking.
Is it the brown man?
Shit.
A different brown man.
You know?
Okay, let's just move on.
This is the Never Nude Super Sideshow Freak. And I have to say, I definitely approve the commentary and reading of the daily news, whatever, whether it's from Yahoo or whatever. Yeah, it's great. Keep it up. Love the show. See you, bye.
Great. Now we got people that like that stupid segment.
Hello, Timmy Boo Hansen.
Hello.
Special member here. I used to subscribe, and I had to cancel because I
didn't find it funny.
I was out of work for a while. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
But I'm back on the show, back on the side show.
Thank you.
Missed it so much.
Oh,
Colin, thank you for
putting
out a great podcast.
Oh, stop it. You're making me blush.
Hope you get work, Tim.
All right, thank you very much for that.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead from Seattle. And I was just wondering, when are you going to get that interview with Sissy Boy Rob Peters?
Oh, my God, don't get me started on that bullshit. I'm trying.
Hey, Tim.
Floyd, Mrs. Jones. I have a know you're a freak moment.
I love that he fucking Rob Peters publishes his phone number, right, on the internet. Everyone knows everything about him. He likes to be abused, and I mean, he prances around on camera with a diaper, but he's shy. He doesn't want to speak to me. That's
hey,
not true.
Jimmy.
He's hard to get a hold of, and part of it is he's on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast. You know, the feud, the gang feud, has a part.
Hey, Timmy, this is 50cc in Germany, and I want to tell you I've been a long-time listener, but since 2005, and I finally did the right thing on your side, and I gave myself a yearly membership.
Oh, thank you.
And I think it's the best thing I've ever done.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm going to stop it right there before you say something mean to me.
Hey, quiet man. This is your Jewish sideshow member from Florida. And I want to ask you something.
Yes?
I'm just wondering, how much would you sell out for? Like, how much would someone have to give you to completely sell out the sort of you to just, like, either give up the sort of you to never do it again or to sell it to somebody else?
Less than you'd think.
How much would it take?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Well, look, here's the thing. My theory about that, I've thought about this. I have no problem selling out. I have no problem taking advertisers. I would have no problem changing the name of my show to, you know, Gillette Presents Distorted View or the Johnson & Johnson Distorted View Hour. I don't think that's going to happen, though, because no respectable company... I'm sorry, Adam and Eve. Your present company excluded. Would ever support or advertise this show. They want to distance themselves from it. That's why I love Adam and Eve so much. They have the balls to advertise. But anyways, the thing is, I don't have any other abilities. I'm not very smart. I don't have any talent, really. In order to sell out, if I was to get rid of Distorted View and sell it off to someone, I don't know who the hell would ever want this, but if that opportunity arose, I'd have to be set for life at that point, because I can't work anywhere. So, I mean, you
know. You me, boo.
I don't think you have to worry about that, because the price is actually pretty high. I would need to be able to have enough money to retire.
You give it to me, boo. What to do? It's Zach from Florida, sir.
Or at least be able to have enough money that I'd be able to get by with just a job slinging coffee at Starbucks or something.
Jigu to me, boo. What to do? It's Zach from Florida, sir.
Yes.
Have you been?
Just
wanted to call in because
damn
it's going to be my birthday this week, and I was wondering if maybe I could hear a little puke porn polka.
Ah.
Please, for a sideshow member. Pretty please, Tim.
Who is this again?
Jigu to me, boo. What to do? It's Zach Florida. From Florida.
Oh, Zach from Florida. Yes, hold on, Zach. Let me play this other voicemail while I look up.
I think I know how Spider feels when he calls in every day and everyone, you know, doesn't want to hear his voice anymore. He's just calling in because every time he thinks about something, he wants to say it. Just like how every time I listen to the show and think, oh, the quality of the show has gotten really shitty over the years, and I would love to help Tim make it better, but Tim doesn't ever answer my fucking emails.
Yes, so...
I feel the same way.
This is the window licker, who is apparently now threatening to hold the show hostage and post all of the exclusive content on BitTorrent if his demands aren't met. So, there's that. Always fun behind-the-scenes stuff going on at Distorted View. Here's a little bit of puke porn polka for Zach.
Blech! Brit! Brat! Brit, 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 Brat, Brit, Brat, 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 Brit, Brat.
Okay. I included my father puking in that. All right, guys, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com, distortedview.com. He's our official website, voicemail line 48, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, he threw us up. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. We'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of enchantment, I ask myself, is all hope lost?
their only pain and hatred, misery. And each time I feel like this little smile, there's one thing I want to know. What's so fun about peace, love, and understanding? Whoa! What's so fun about peace, love, and understanding?
Shut up! Shut up! Let me educate this bitch! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Cozy,
you didn't do that!
And as I walk on to troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted. Sometimes, where are the strong? Wait, I don't know how this song goes. La 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 la. And each time I feel like losing my mind, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so fun about peace, love, and understanding? Whoa! What's so fun about peace, love, and understanding? All right, enough. I nailed this bitch.